For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from Kansas City, Missouri at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And we have a chance to speak to BASF today. And Daniel, we appreciate your time. First of all, you got a local tie to Central Minnesota. You got to let people know.
All right. Well, I graduated from Litchfield, Minnesota, way back in 92. Good memories of being a Litchfield Dragon back in the day.
So talk about some of the things you're talking about today here at this convention.
So we're talking about a new digital tool for growers. It's at a website called reliableactivation.com. We all know the importance of rainfall to get a good crop every year, but rainfall is also really important to get successful herbicide activation in the soil. And so what we did, we looked at a couple of our products, Armazon Pro and Outlook herbicides, that take only a quarter inch of rainfall versus other products that take upwards of an inch of rainfall. So we asked this question: what's the probability in the course of a season of getting a quarter inch of rain versus an inch of rain? And so we built this weather analytics tool. So at the reliableactivation.com website, growers can go in, they can look at historical rainfall data, they can look at forecast rainfall data, and it basically gives them a tool to get a better understanding of the probability of success of their soil applied herbicide application.
It really seems it puts a magnifying glass where you're pulling the curtain to see what's really going on.
It is, and it's really, like I said, it's really one of those things that we kind of take for granted. If we don't get sufficient rainfall for our herbicide application, that's when we can get the weedy fields. We have the costly resprays. We can see yield loss because of weed competition. So if we're going to invest the money in an herbicide application, we want to make sure that we apply it and we're successful with it.
Can producers kind of personalize it, or is it more of a general kind of informational thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've got it updated now, so you can actually go on a map. It's like a Google Maps, and you can pick the point anywhere in the country. You can zoom into a tight location, and it'll give you actually very specific information for your locality.
You talk about Minnesota, too. Rainfall and, you know, predicting weather, if you can do it, you could be a millionaire, it seems like. So this is going to be just a helpful tool for anybody.
It sure will. I think it'll give growers a great opportunity to learn more about rainfall activation at that reliableactivation.com website.
As far as user friendliness, a lot of folks are saying, well, I'm the old internet thing, but how user friendly is it? Is it okay?
It is, and that's one of the reasons why we chose to use a website rather than an app. It's not something anybody needs to download. They don't have to worry about what type of phone or equipment that they have. It's real simple. They can go to the website, click on it, get the map, and get the specific information they need for their farm.
Daniel, we appreciate your time. Thanks again for being here in Kansas City, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from the BASF booth here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting in Kansas City.